I don't know if you've had a chance to get outside here much lately, but it hasn't been all that much fun. And remember in the spring when we were fretting about how cool it was for such a long time? It just seemed like we were getting gypped out of our spring season. When's it going to start to turn a little bit warmer and stuff? Well, the equalizer has reached us now, and in a good way, I guess. It's really getting after us now. When you take a look at the forecast here for the coming days, it's going to continue to be hot for a while. The forecast isn't going to change, really, for this entire week. It's going to stay pretty much the way it has been. They're calling for sunny skies, a high near 100 degrees today. Even overnight, not much relief. 78 for a low temperature tonight, 77 tomorrow night. Sunny with a high near 100 again tomorrow. Wednesday, there is a chance of some isolated showers, but apparently not enough of a chance to cool things off much because they're talking 95 degrees. Partly cloudy, 96 Thursday. Friday and Saturday, a little cooler. Don't get your hopes real high, though. Partly cloudy, high in the lower 90s for Friday and Saturday. So this warm, humid, muggy weather that we've been working through here the last few days now is going to continue here for the better part of this week. And it's been extremely hot outside. You know, you don't have to look very far these days to see some of the stories of what can happen out there in the heat. You noticed this morning some notes about the girls' state softball tournament, which is going on up in Fort Dodge this week. They just had the first day yesterday, and the umpire count is up to 3 so far. That's the number of umpires that had to leave ball games because they were overwhelmed by the heat during the course of those ball games. So you just think about all of those people that are out, especially in the middle portion of the day. The night games, marginally better, but during the daytime when you're playing, you know, 1, 2, 3 o'clock ball games and you're out there in that midday sun and heat and humidity and dressed in dark clothing and quite possibly with a chest protector and a face mask on, not that much fun. Not all that much fun. And sometimes it can be just a little too much for us because, you know, the thing about it is, and some of us, and I'm one of them, I don't tend to complain too much about the heat because I don't like winter very much. I'm not a big fan of 20 below zero weather, and I really don't like shoveling all that snow. But and I always think that these are the kind of days that I dream about in January. And to a certain extent, that's only because you forget how miserable they can be when it's in the middle of January. But it is an important thing, too. And the older we get, the more it starts to affect us, too. You know, we think back to when we were little kids and the heat, who cares? We were outside all the time anyway. We go out and run around and play in the out in the heat and humidity and stuff. We didn't care. We wanted to make sure we came home and there wasn't an inch of dry on our shirts by the time the day was over. Well, that was great when we were kids, and the, you know, the whole metabolism thing's a little bit different than it is now, and we can withstand a little bit of those things because we're in much better physical condition. As we tend to get older and sit in chairs at work and don't get a whole lot of exercise anymore, and just the aging process itself, the heat affects us a whole lot differently than it did when we were young. And it's not so much the heat. I know this is an old story. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. But there is a lot of truth to that, too, because heat can be a killer. It pushes the human body beyond its limits. Now, under normal conditions, the body's internal thermostat produces the perspiration that evaporates and helps to cool the body. The problem, though, when you get heat and then high humidity on top of that, it's tough to get that evaporation. It's slowed down because of the high humidity in the air, so the body has to work extra hard to maintain its normal temperature. And that oftentimes means that people who are sick or overweight or the elderly or the very young children likely can become victims of extreme heat. So men sweat more than women. That's just a biological fact. So they are more susceptible to heat illness because they become more quickly dehydrated. So that's just kind of the way those things go. By the way, this information comes from the National Disaster Education Coalition and the Red Cross and several other agencies out there. Now, the duration of the excessive heat also plays an important role in how people are affected by heat waves. Studies have shown that a significant rise in heat-related illnesses will happen when excessive heat lasts more than 2 days. We got that beat, don't we? Spending at least 2 hours a day in air conditioning significantly cuts down on the number of heat-related illnesses. So we need to kind of be careful and be aware of what we're doing. The problem is you know, the air conditioning can be a savior, but that's part of the reason we struggle so much with the heat as well, is because we're so conditioned to the air conditioning inside. So you need to be aware of some of the things that are out there, especially some of those signals for us too. If you're someone who happens to work out of doors, of course, they're more conditioned to this than we are because they're out in it all the time. But it doesn't make it safe for them necessarily either when you're out there for an entire 8-hour day. But heat exhaustion, you know, you're going to run into cool, moist, pale, or flushed skin. You get heavy sweating, headaches, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and exhaustion. Your body temperature might actually be normal, but it is likely to be rising at that point. When you get to the point of heat stroke, which is extremely serious, then you start talking about hot, red skin, changes in your consciousness if you feel like you're just not all there, rapid, weak pulse, and rapid, shallow breathing. Your body temperature can be very high at that point. Sometimes as high as 105 degrees, which is the danger zone. Yeah, if the person was sweating from heavy work or exercise, then your skin might be wet. Otherwise, it could feel dry, too. If you do get into heat emergencies, you do want to make sure you take the proper precautions and things ahead of time, but make sure you call 911 or find someone to help you out if you do find that you're starting to become a little overcome by the heat. Don't let it get to a point where it's an absolute emergency. And you can plan a little bit for the extreme heat as well. You know, if your home doesn't have air conditioning, maybe you want to choose some other places to go to get relief from the heat during the warmer part of the day. We didn't have air conditioning in our house growing up. We had a couple of box fans in some different locations in the home to push some air around. So consequently, I guess we didn't think it was as hot as everybody else did out of doors. But, you know, if it was awfully hot on some of those days, and we had those 105-degree days now and again, too, there were times we'd take off maybe and just walk down to the public library. It wasn't too terribly far away from where my folks lived. And we'd go down there and spend some time down there to do some things. Schools, libraries, theaters. Maybe you want to see a midday movie if you can catch one someplace. You know, other community facilities, they often provide air conditioning on some of those hot days. Air conditioning provides the safest escape from all that extreme heat. And that's where you want to be if you can. If you've got a friend, maybe it's time to visit a few friends. Maybe it's time to go on a little visit run. Also, plan some changes in your daily activities because you want to avoid strenuous work during the warmest parts of the day. The ill effects of heat quickly can overcome even the healthiest people if they perform strenuous work during the warmest parts of the day. Symptoms, of course, can include dehydration that are not easily recognized and often are confused with other causes. And dehydration occurs fast and makes you feel ill very quickly. Some family members may be taking medications or have medical conditions that may cause poor blood circulation or reduced ability to tolerate the heat. They want to discuss those concerns with a physician. They can advise you about changes to medication or any other activities that you can do temporarily to relieve the effects of the heat. So other things might have a factor there as well. Make sure you plan to check on family, friends, and neighbors who don't have air conditioning or who possibly spend much of their time alone. Elderly persons who live alone or with a working relative might need assistance on some of those hot days. The majority of deaths during the 1995 Midwest heat wave were people who were living alone. Also plan to wear lightweight, light-colored clothing. Light colors reflect away the sun's rays more than dark colors, which absorb those rays. And quite frankly, look at the difference in the fabric that a lot of the clothing is made from these days. There's a lot of these moisture-wicking shirts and different types of things. There are a lot of very lightweight, heat-friendly shirts and things like that out there, too. So you may want to look at that when you're buying some new things for your wardrobe as well. Also, you know, an extreme heat wave, you know, you want to discuss things with your family, too. Know what to do in the places where they spend time. Some places may not be air-conditioned or safe during a heat wave, so you want to plan for some alternatives and discuss extreme heat ahead of time so that you reduce any fear and anxiety there, too. Check around your home, too. Install window air conditioners snugly, if that's what you have. Insulate the spaces around the air conditioner so you get a tight fit. An air conditioner with a tight fit around the windows or wall openings makes less noise and allows less hot air in from the outside. And make sure your home is properly insulated. It not only helps you in the wintertime, it helps in the summer as well. It conserves electricity, reduces your home's power demands for air conditioning. You want to weather strip doors and windowsills. Make sure you keep the cool air in and don't let that hot air sneak in and ruin that. During a drought, you want to conserve water a little bit by placing a brick or other large solid object in your toilet tank to reduce the amount of water used in flushing, although I don't think that's been that much of a problem this year, has it? Consider keeping your storm windows installed throughout the year. If you still use storm windows, then you may want to look at those throughout the year. They can keep the heat out of a house in the summer the same way they keep the cold out in the wintertime. And check your air conditioning ducts for proper insulation. Insulation around the ducts prevents cool air from leaking, and it keeps it directed through the vents. Protect your windows. Hang shades, draperies, awnings, or those types of things on your windows that receive morning or afternoon sun. Outdoor awnings can reduce the heat that enters the house by as much as 80%. And if you have attic fans, you want to use them, because if you have a fan installed to vent warm air out of your attic, you might want to use that fan to help keep the house cool as well. Now, when you do have extreme heat, some things to think about are, number one, just to slow down, avoid strenuous activity, reduce, eliminate, or reschedule those strenuous activities. High risk, for those who are in a high risk group, should stay in cool places and make sure you get plenty of rest to allow your natural cooling system to work. If you have to do strenuous activity, do it during the coolest portion of the day, which is usually in the mornings. Many heat emergencies are experienced by people who are exercising or working during the hottest parts of the day, and I think you know that, the mid-afternoon. Avoid too much sunshine, too, because sunburn slows the skin's ability to cool itself. The sun will also heat the inner core of your body, and that results in dehydration. So you want to make sure you use a sunscreen lotion with a high sun protection factor rating. And postpone outdoor activities and things. Extreme heat can threaten the health of those different folks, and you know, we've seen that too. They even set up in Minnesota yesterday. They had a doubleheader, the Twins and the Indians, and there were a number of people who were treated for heat-related conditions during the afternoon game. So you don't actually have to be out doing strenuous activity, even if you're just hanging around out there in the sunshine. It's good to slip into the shade or make sure you kind of keep yourself watered down a little bit too. And that's another thing too, is that with water, you know, when you're out in that extreme heat, the experts tell us that we should drink plenty of fluids, even if you don't feel thirsty. Injury and death can occur from dehydration. That, as we mentioned, happens quickly and sometimes unnoticed. Sometimes symptoms of dehydration can be confused with other causes. So persons who have other issues, epilepsy, heart, kidney, or liver disease, or are fluid-restrictive diets, or have problems with fluid retention, should consult a doctor before they increase their fluid intake. But even if you're you don't want to drink alcohol, things with caffeine in them, things like that, when you're in the extreme conditions, because those will help to take away some of the liquid factor, I guess, out of that too, if you want to call it that. You need water really to stay cool, but you can drink too much water as well. So sometimes they say things like Powerade and some of those types of things. If you drink a large amount of water during the course of the day, it tends to reduce the electrolytes in your body, which can have an effect there too in the heat and hot conditions and stuff. So they do encourage you to drink some of those other kind of drinks as well. Not all the time, but you want to drink enough of those to help replenish some of those electrolytes in the body also. And you want to avoid using salt tablets unless a physician tells you to do so. You want to eat small meals and eat more often. Heavy meals are more difficult to digest, and they cause your body to increase its internal heat to aid in the digestion. So stay away from those kinds of things, too. And don't forget about your pets. You know, when you think about all the heat and humidity and all that kind of stuff out there and what it's doing to you and your family, well, your pets don't adapt real well to this either. Remember, you know, the pets, dogs, cats, they don't sweat like we do. They don't have some of that stuff. You know, you see them with their tongue hanging out all the time and panting heavily. That means they're struggling from that heat, too. So if you have a pet that has to stay outdoors and absolutely can't come inside for whatever reason, then probably the best idea would be to make sure that there's enough, if they're on a leash or in a cage of some sort, make sure that they're in an area where there's plenty of shade. And think about the shade moving throughout the day. As the sun moves, the shade moves. Well, if the it's shady in the morning and the dog's going to be end up being in the sun in the afternoon, that is not a good thing. Make sure they have plenty of water as well, and take care of those animals too. That's the last thing you want to find when the kids come home from wherever they are, is to find that the family pet didn't survive the hot conditions when it was avoidable. So make sure you take good care of those animals as well in your lives. So watch out for that heat. We'll keep reminding you how hot it is, I guess, because that's our job. But we also want to warn you ahead of time, too, so you know what you're getting yourself into out there.